She feels the same way as we do about the safety issues from more traffic and not knowing the people who would be renting or staying overnight. We really do appreciate you all listening to us, and we hope you'll take our concerns and comments into consideration when making your decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sir, you want to come up?
Hey, my name is Eric Walters. I live on, I live just down around the corner, and Easy Street is what it's called. Just around the corner on Easy Street. And you can about throw a rock if you wanted to. My concern is that street is too narrow, and it's just not designed for any commercial use. And it's too narrow, and it's in fact it's so narrow that if two of the larger delivery trucks or a garbage trucks going down the road at the same time, one of them has to pull over to some part of the road to be able to get by. It's just not designed for any commercial traffic. And I understand the point about only one place, but I can see 6 months, a year, so a few months down the road, somebody stand here saying, "Hey, look, it was here. This one was here, and it happened." So if it happened there, then there's no justification for not letting me do that. So that's part of my concern, I would say. Thank you.
Thank you. Either one, who wants to go? You got to have your closer. Who's your closer going to come in?
No, not.
I got in a little late. Oh, sorry, so I didn't hear exactly, but I understand that just one plot he's putting in.
Can we get your name just for?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch Holmes. I'm at 940 Beeler Road, and just go a little bit lower there, right, a little farther down. Yeah, all that in there. So anyway, I'm down from him by one. There's a lot right in between me and my property. But I think he just mentioned that wasn't it not in the covenants where he can have nightly rentals? I have comments if that's not the case, but isn't it just a done deal? I mean, is that enough? It's not part of the covenants where you can do that?
We can't enforce covenants. We can look at them, but as a county, we can't enforce. That would be the HOA board or whomever if it was
so
to get approved.
So being part of the covenants doesn't matter.
It does matter. We take it into account. We just can't, we can't say no because
of the covenants.
Yeah.
All right, then I've got some comments.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, if you look at that, I think they mentioned that nobody in their neighborhood wants nightly RV. Park in their neighborhood. Obviously, the noise and the property values and all that dropping, that's kind of an obvious. But if you look at that map at the bottom, that red line there, that land really slopes down. The red line's gone, but there you go. Go the other way. That's going down right on the left side. Okay, so that land slide, it's a very big straight hill down. I don't know how you do it anyway, but what happens is there's huge runoff there. At the bottom of that is a wet weather creek. And in that wet weather creek, when the water goes down there, it rushes down through that creek, through my property, into Lake Taneycomo. So if you tuck or disrupt the trees or anything in there, you try and put pads in there. You try and put a septic tank in there. Hopefully the septic tank doesn't leak. But that is my concern, along with all the others, that what's going to happen with that runoff all the way into Taneycomo. So that would be my biggest concern. And I'm a little surprised that we're trying to rezone 10 acres when we're only asking for one pad. That doesn't make sense to me. Is that what we're doing?
It's not a rezone. It's a conditional use permit.
Oh, well, I was late, so. Anyway, that's all I have to say, but thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. How many do we have left to speak? Okay. So you're not the closer. We got a couple more. So pressure's off.
I feel much better.
All right.
My name is Michelle Feldhaus, and I live at 1308 Beeler Road. I feel like at this evening, I've never been to a meeting like this, but I feel like we're at the threshold where the Clevenger Road began that we talked about just earlier today. Those people were talking about how rentals had come into their neighborhood, and here we stand with the same concerns. I'm against any trailer or nightly rentals on Beeler Road. There are already restrictions in place for the subdivisions as you come onto Beeler Road from Reinhardt and for Easy Street. Our roads are unsafe. We already have a single rental property that can be have upwards of 4 to 6 additional cars during their rental period. This potential proposed is near that property and on the dangerous corner that offers blind spots to oncoming traffic. It also has a tight curve to it, and again, it's not wide enough for everyday traffic. We also have 2 fifth-wheel trailers that have moved into single-family properties, and that also adds undocumented traffic. There would be no like access without crossing private property, which was already spoken about earlier. My husband and I searched throughout Taney County for around 2 years and chose this property to retire for the quiet neighborhood of the single-family homes and to enjoy the wildlife and the lake. This has the potential to lower our property value and to change the course of our neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. A couple more back that way.
Hello, I'm Basil Groman. I live on 204 Easy Street, just down the road. Again, I think you've heard a lot of, you know, the issues, a lot of the apprehension about having that there. Just the fact that it's a 10-acre lot, it's hard to picture it stopping with one property, and we are concerned about having additional vacation rentals and tourism start growing up around our homes. You know, we live there because we like the quiet residential neighborhood. You know, I agree that the roads probably aren't suitable, you know, for any traffic much more than what we have. I'm concerned about the fact that the lake is just beyond it, and there's only one road that leads to it, and that's right through our properties. So, again, I just wanted to voice my opinion and my opposition to this measure.
Thank right. you. Appreciate it.
Hi. Excuse me. My name's Kathleen Molesky, and I live at 180 Easy Street. And I would just like to say that I am completely against this because, A, I've worked in nightly rental cleaning business for years, and I have seen firsthand the absolute horrors that come along with it. I have a 4-year-old son that I am going to homeschool, and I would like to be able to know that my child can be out in our yard. We can be safe. I don't have – my husband works nights, so I'm home alone with my son all the time. I like to take him for walks, and I don't want strangers in our neighborhood up in our yard. We have a lot of issues from the other nightly rental. I have had to close my windows because I don't want my son to hear about the sexual conquest of all the men that are standing outside that sound like they're right on my front porch outside my window. I can't take my son out sometimes because of the issues of the other house. 3 o'clock in the morning, there's loud music playing, there's guns being shot at 1:30 in the morning, and I don't want no part of this. I don't want any more in my neighborhood. I think we have more than enough nightly rentals in this area. They're not getting filled up anymore. It is just nonstop, and we deserve to have neighborhoods where we can live here full time and have our children, our grandchildren, and our families outside and not have to worry about whether Chester the molester, Petey the pedophile, or serial killer dude is in the house around the corner. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else, or is that...
Hi, I'm Lisa Taylor, and I live not the track Not that one. Keep going north. Yeah. So I own that piece of property at 424. I built 426 for my in-laws, and when COVID took my husband, I could not keep them, and so that house is just our party, birthday party gathering house. My daughter lives at 425. She has three kids. My mom lives at 421, and she is the one of the 80-year-old women who would like to be walking down the street, but now that there's more traffic from the nightly rental and the motorcycles that go by and all that comes with that, she doesn't feel safe. We have that curb about right above 425. If my grandkids want to ride their bike or, well, ride their bike, we have to stand at one on that side of the curve and one on this side of the curve so that the traffic that goes way too fast already, mostly without a state license plates, it's not safe. The roads are not wide enough. I drive a minivan, and if there's any kind of delivery truck or trash truck or larger vehicles that go down there, you literally have to pull over. My mom's driveway is used as a backup, so the roads are terrible for as much traffic as we have right now. I don't want any extra nightly rentals because, quite frankly, I'm a widow. I live there by myself, and I have enough things to worry about wondering who that guy is in my mom's yard that I called the sheriff and they didn't happen to get there. It just, I'm totally against it for the traffic, for the safety of my grandkids, because there are people there who are single and you never know who's coming by. So out of the safety of my family and just the travel, I would hope that this would not go through because it's a terrible idea. Nothing against that, but in my life, in my family's life, we don't need the extra traffic. And if there's one going in on 10 acres, if you make money, you're going to want more money. So thank you for listening.
All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm Judy Walters. My husband Eric spoke earlier. We live at 241 Easy Street, and I'm probably not going to repeat anything that hasn't already been said because I think it's been very well expressed that I think the members of our neighborhood like the peace and quiet where we live, and that is one comment that I hear over and over again from folks who move in, is that they came for peace and quiet. I don't think a nightly rental would be the right fit for our neighborhood. We've heard concerns about safety. There is that concern. You've heard concerns about the narrowness of the road. You've heard concerns about the elderly. I'm also here representing my neighbor who's 91. She lives across the road from us, and she lives by herself. She has concerns as well. And so just for the safety, for just the aesthetic of the neighborhood, I just don't think a nightly rental would work. I know these folks that are wanting to do this. They're very nice people. I know their dog probably a little better, Wyatt, but it's just, I don't think, the right kind of fit for our neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Hello, my name's Chris Baldwin. I live at 1016 Beeler. And I don't know them, I don't. But I've only been there a year, and looked for a very long